We're live. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today's Friday, May 19th. Stocks are moving higher on news that a potential U.S. debt ceiling deal could be just around the corner. And both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are set to report their biggest weekly gain since March. But then right now, Powell is speaking. So what's happening there? Will he tank the market? Before we take a look at this, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Now, Mark, looking at the charts, it seems that I need to draw lines more frequently. Usually, you are the master of resistance lines, support lines, but here seems that I nailed it, because ever since I draw the line and say, we got to break out one direction or the other, we sure did.
Yeah, just a nice, tight, higher lows and lower highs. At some point you're going to make a move, and I think it's nice that it was to the upside. We've had three consecutive days of moving higher, and like you said, Marcus, we're looking to end the week positive with the best week since March, but also S&P and the NASDAQ trading at highs of the year.
They are? I didn't check that. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's go to a weekly chart, and we are. Oh, wow. Sure enough. What do you know? Well, all of this can change in just a moment, because right now, Powell is speaking live on monetary policy. He started at the same time we started this show. And let's take a look if there's anything just yet that's spooking the markets. You see that the markets are kind of nervous and wondering what Powell will say. And so far, doesn't seem that he said a whole lot that's surprising the markets.
Yeah, and you know, this is where I actually didn't look at the details for this speech, but just in general, what typically happens is there's a prepared speech that the press gets ahead of time, and he goes through that, right? And then there could be some Q&A or maybe some additional comments beyond what was prepared. So you're right. It does look like right now the markets are kind of waiting. And with the prepared statement, if there was one, again, I didn't look into it, but that's just typically what happens when Powell is speaking. The markets didn't seem to react too much to that. So we'll see. We have a narrow range for the session, 7-8 points. And markets still want to go higher.
Yeah, we'll see. And we talked about the Fed Watch tool here. Over the last few days, this has changed a lot, where right now there's a probability of 36, almost 37% that the Fed might have another rate hike in the books here for the next meeting, which is right around the corner. 26 days, it's not that long. I mean, that's less than 4 weeks away. And I think this is where the Dallas Fed president, what was her name, Lori Logan, already said, well, I don't think that we are done yet. So she was not in favor of pausing. And I think that this morning, Powell might shed some more light on this.
And it does get interesting, because we are in a situation where inflation is coming down. We're also in a situation where the Fed has had one of their most aggressive rate hike campaigns ever. And we're in a situation where jobs are still essentially strong, right? I think jobs is the wild card, because they are in a position to raise rates even more to try and bring down inflation quicker. But then the question is, do they really want to do that with the economy still kind of plugging along and doing okay? I mean, that was always the concern, how it would impact the economy.
Right. So we will see. I mean, this will be interesting. And maybe during the show, we'll already see how the markets are reacting. I mean, other than this, not a whole lot going on. If you're looking at the economic calendar for today, we had a few other Fed members speaking. But again, the highlight of the day is definitely Powell, and no other economic reports on the board here. So we'll
Sure.
see. But we did have a few earnings that came out. And I actually want to bring it up here on PowerX Optimizer. Foot Locker. I mean, Foot
Look at
Locker,
that.
massive, massive drop today. So down 25% right now.
Yeah, nasty move lower after an earnings miss. So Foot Locker investors not too happy there. They reported lower than expected earnings per share, also lower than expected revenue.
Yeah, so sometimes we look at these drops and we think that they might be exaggerated, and we do quite a few earnings plays where we sell puts at this level. So what do you think about this one? Would this be a good earnings play for you?
You know, Marcus, this one's a little nasty because it's we do have some support around the 30 mark, but then also we see that in 2020 the lows were around 24. So this would be one to consider in my book, but a very aggressive play. Because look at all of that white space between where we finished yesterday and where we're at now. Right, a 25% drop is huge, and what's another 10%? Right,
Yeah.
so I mean, but I do like that it's trading around support and that 30 level. But look out below if it breaks through 30.
Yeah, and this is where I want to show another example of an earnings play that we did earlier this week with our mastermind members, and this was Home Depot. So, also an earnings play, but different story. So, this is where Home Depot ended. The next morning, they were down around 2 or 3%. So, there was some white space. But looking at this chart, it seemed that there was some solid support at 270, and I was able to sell the 270 put. So I think completely different story. And even though this was a reaction, it's only 2 or 3%, not 25%. I mean, when a stock plummets 25%, there's a little bit more wrong than just missing earnings here.
Yeah, I think that's a takeaway there. And with Home Depot, I think you said it was down maybe 3%, and you still had another 3% to a very strong support level, right? So that's kind of within expectations for an earnings miss, or in this case, it wasn't a miss, it was just guidance that traders were concerned about. Wiping out 25% of a stock value, that's big.
That's big. I mean, another one that who reported earnings this morning is
Yeah.
Deere, and super interesting because at first a gap higher, and I mean this was I think it was almost 10%, 8% or something like this, but right now pulling back, now even trading negative. What do you think about this for an earnings play?
So in this situation, interesting to see that big reversal there. The challenge here is we see the lowest close is that purple line. So based on how we're looking for options, that's the lowest that we would want to get 30% annualized. But I don't see that we're really at a strong support level, right?
Yeah.
And this is where I want support for two reasons. One, if the market's likely to if it falls to hold up there, right? But also if we break through support and it's a good stock, the market's likely to rebound back to that level. Here, I mean, take your pick. It's 340 support, is 300 support, 320 is minor, but not 357.50.
Yeah, and this is where let's just jump over to GM right now. That is a stock that I traded earlier, and this is where right now we see very clearly that there is support around 31 to 32. I traded it a
Yep.
bit more aggressively with the 32, but this is where it's very easy to see support here on DE, not so much, right? I mean, all of this is short-term support. So that's why I'm definitely more comfortable trading GM based on what I see on the chart here, because we have been in this nice range between basically 31 and 41, maybe 31.50 and 41.50. So this has been a really a great range.
Agreed.
Now, speaking of this, I sold the 32 put, and if we stay above 32, I will not get assigned today, and I just keep the whole premium. And right now we are trading at 32. 91. We were up a little bit more this morning. Right now, flirting with a flat line here. But I'm not planning to close this one. I'll let it expire. And if we have a massive move to the downside, I'm okay getting assigned in GM and owning this in my portfolio and then potentially on Monday selling calls against it. So I'm not planning to close this early.
That works.
All right. Now, talking about selling calls, AMD. Super interesting because yesterday you rolled your 103 calls that you sold against your existing position into next week because yesterday it was just up and away. Today, different story, down 2.5%. So, I mean, maybe if there's a little bit more downward pressure, do you think you might want to close these 103s with a profit?
I mean, I'd always be open to closing calls for a profit, but in this case, it would really have to drop below 103, right? So my plan is to close at 90%, and that's unlikely unless we get closer to next week's expiration, or the stock pulls back and gets further away from 103. So at this point, my plan is to wait and see. See what's going on and reevaluate it next week. I'm kind of on the fence on whether I want to just let it go or potentially sell calls or roll for another week. But yeah, a little bit of a reversal after that big move higher. I did check. I was just curious, and had I waited another week, I could have got maybe another 7 cents, or not another week. I'm sorry, another day,
Another
right?
day from yesterday
And
to today.
I'm very comfortable with my decision to be a little aggressive on that roll because I just didn't want to see it get away and then lose the ability to sell or next week, pardon me, to sell next week's call by rolling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. All right. Keeping looking at our position, CTRA, super interesting. So today, huge up move, up 1.5% after yesterday gaining 3.29%. So up almost 5% in 2 days. And I have a position at 26, where I got assigned at 26. That's my cost basis. My break even down here, 22.54. And right now, I'm trying to sell calls against it. And I mean, earlier I was looking at potentially seeing if I can get 40 cents here. That would give me 69% annualized, a premium of $2,160. That's what I'm looking for here right now. What do you think about this? Am I too greedy, or is that okay? Or would you go for 35?
I mean, I think that to get 40 is a little aggressive. The reason why is right now I see bids 25, offers 35, and it looks like the high is 30, right? So I would personally be leaning towards 35. Not that you can't get 40, but you're gonna have to probably see CTRA trading above 26 to get 40.
Yeah, and that's 61% annualized. I'm looking for 30% annualized, so definitely that's possible. It just seemed that earlier looking at CTRA, it pushed massively higher and is right now trading at highs of the day. So I want to see if we can make a little push higher and then maybe get the 35 cents here, bringing down my break even for this to, yeah, getting close to $22 here. So happy with how CTRA has been moving over the last 2 days. So that's working out, it seems.
Yeah, not too shabby there.
All right. You also have SU Suncor, and that's where you sold the 28 put. Is this something that you're planning to close early today because it expires today, or are you letting this one expire?
So my plan, if possible, is to close a put at 90% max profit up until the last trading day or the last day of expiration. So now that we are trading the day of expiration, my plan is to either let it expire worthless or to be assigned. And so right now, SU's at 28.53. It looks like we're really not going to see it drop below 28 by the end of the day. So most likely it will just expire worthless.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you close it? Aren't you afraid of getting assigned and then it might drop even lower? I mean, that's a question that we always receive. If you close it right now, you won't get assigned. So isn't that a good thing?
You know, I think that this is a concern that pops up for two reasons. One, if you sell a put and it starts to go in the money, you're seeing a loss on that trade, right? So for any other trade, when you see a loss, that would be a bad thing. But with our analysis, picking a stock and picking a strike price, we're only selling puts at a level that we actually want to own shares at. So if we were to just buy shares at that price rather than selling a put, we would be in the trade anyway. But the benefit to starting with selling a put is that we're getting paid up front no matter what happens. So I'm happy to get assigned. The other issue that typically pops up is there are some short selling premium strategies where the goal is not to get assigned, right? So what a trader might do is look at these low delta puts where the probability of getting assigned is super, super, super low. And the goal is never to get assigned, but to just let that premium dry up. That's not what we're doing with the wheel strategy, right? Otherwise it would just be the tire strategy? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
with the tire strategy, that doesn't even make sense. But the idea is you start with one step, get assigned, go to the next step, sell calls, collect premium, and then complete the wheel by getting called away and starting the process over again. So if I'm afraid to get assigned, I'm not trading the wheel. And we see that the biggest profit typically occurs when we get assigned. We're selling at the money calls or even calls at higher prices, and then the stock's rallying and we're making some nice profits on the trade.
Yeah. All right, we have one more stock to look at that we have in our portfolio. But before we do this, if you find this helpful, give us a like really quick, or also leave a comment and let us know what you think about the show. Really appreciate it. We read all of your comments and respond to most of the comments. So, all right, PNC, that's another one. And PNC, super interesting. So we did get assigned. For me, cost base is at 141.50. For you, I believe it's at 136, correct?
Yes.
So we have been trading in this range, broke out of the range yesterday, right back into the range, right now down 2% again. So it seems that today there's some weakness again in the regional banking sector. But this is where we got assigned and we are okay with it. And now we are waiting until we can sell calls against our existing position.
That is the plan. And Marcus, it looks like the initial reaction to Powell is negative, giving up some gains.
All right, so let's take a look at this here in the S&P 500. Really? Do we see if it is more in the NASDAQ?
Well, we were positive.
Yeah,
when we started, but the... Hey, I'll take. I mean, we were up like a quarter point, or not a quarter point, a quarter percent, and yeah, it's pulled back a little bit. I agree, it's minimal, but for the day, we've filled the gap and went negative for a minute there.
Yeah. Let's see on the heat map what this looks like. So pretty much mixed right now. So Microsoft slightly down, Apple slightly up, Google slightly up, Amazon slightly down, Tesla up 2%, Nvidia slightly down. So, but it's a very, very mixed bag. It seems that so far stocks haven't found a direction yet. And this is what we see here in the S&P. Yeah, and admit it, this does look a little bit negative, but if we zoom out a little bit, that's not really a move. Not yet, but we're keeping an eye on this and see what is happening here. And make sure that you are subscribing to the channel. This way you get a notification when we are back on Monday to let you know what happened with our positions. Did we get assigned? Did the markets sharply turn around after Powell is speaking, and what's happening here? In the meantime, there's a few videos for you that you can watch. These videos explain a little bit better of what we are doing here, why we are doing what we are doing. So take a look at this and then have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.